Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, you've made the switch after the last pitch to this show for 12 seasons. Welcome to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
It is a final from Miller Park, and the results are not good. The Brewers fall in game one of this three-game set, 6-4 the final, and welcome, everybody. It is the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid, back after the All-Star break.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling rested.
Yep, and then a 6-4 loss for their seventh consecutive loss.
Are they ever going to win again?
Yeah, they might not.
Okay.
They might not.
Wanted to make sure we were on the same wavelength.
Tough times for the Milwaukee Brewers 2018 championship season as they fall to 55-34 after this 6-4 loss. And this offense is going to be the death of me, man. It is.
They've already put about 2,000-3,000 gray hairs in your head.
These guys at the top of the lineup cannot do it all. General manager David Stearns. They can't do it all.
Good. Hey, his light was on. People were taking pictures. They're on Stearns' watch. Hug watch is going on.
Yeah, that's
people
nice.
People are waiting for reinforcements.
Yeah, that is nice.
But can't score. Who cares?
Yeah, Kane, Yelich, and Zeus cannot do it all. You're going to have to get some help somewhere, somehow, some way. I don't know where it's going to come from, but that's going to be the death of this team unless they get some more offense on the board. It could be a little more of an issue with the game of baseball and the players and the personnel that they've got right now to adjust to that. But no, what is that the Brewers offense needs to pick it up. I really don't have a major problem with the pitching. I mean,
it's hard too. It's hard to have something wrong with the pitching. They haven't done anything wrong. All they've done is produce.
Woodruff, a little rough go in that second inning of work there. And was, you know, after two outs, the walk, the broken bat, base hit. I mean, when it rains, it pours. You don't get the broken bat base hits like the other guys get when things are going bad. They got to get through this. How are they going to get through it? It's going to be with the offense. David Stearns, message to you, man. You got to get some offense in there. I like anybody in a Brewers uniform. Some of them got to go trim the fat and get someone in here that can swing a baseball bat.
They're not going to have the opportunity earlier on in the season. Remember, it was just after April, right after the Cubs series. You lose all four of them. And what did they need? They needed a slump buster, right? So you go out to Denver. Well, you're not going out there anymore. You're going to have to play some big boys now.
Yeah, the big boys are in town here.
You're not getting a slump buster. You're playing the team that was a game away from winning a championship last year.
You're
going to have to figure it out.
You got to figure it out. And when it rains, it pours. I mean, we all know, just in life in general, guys, man, we all go through a bad funk for a while.
No kidding.
Do we not?
Yep.
Just in life in general, whether it's at work or at home with the wife.
Some funky funk that they've stepped in the last week and a half.
The girlfriend, with the wife, with both. Maybe he got caught. And
then the kids spilled syrup all over the ground. Then you got to clean that up.
You lock your keys in your car.
You come home and the kids made a salad all over the kitchen floor. You got dressing. There's cucumbers all over the place.
You get your credit cards shut down. That's maxed out.
You have your dad over there watching the kid, and here he's mixing a bunch of shots. He's got Jameson and bourbon up on the shelf.
Your electricity gets shut off because, you know, the kid spilled Kool-Aid on that stack of bills. You just threw them out.
You plug the toilet in the basement before work, and you forgot where the plunger's at.
And the dog ran away.
Oh, yeah. That's always the killer. Once Sparky gets loose, then you know it's an issue.
Yeah, 799-1250. If you want to join the conversation, tough times for the Milwaukee Brewers here.
I've ever heard you.
Just let alone the fact that, you know, you have the hater thing, they're in the All-Star, and then you lose out on the Machado sweepstakes,
yep,
and he lands at Miller Park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he landed at Miller Park, didn't he?
When did I start this? In May? That Manny Machado was destined for the LA Dodgers? It only made too much sense.
Yeah.
And you could have stolen him. You could have taken him away from him.
799-1250. A rough one, again, to
he
come out of a break
twice
here.
And a double.
Yeah, 2 for 3, 2 walks.
2 for 3 with a couple of walks.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Yep, there's some offense.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call offense.
Well, the Brewers don't need any more offense. They're doing just fine, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Christian Yelich had 3 hits tonight.
He did. And again, those guys can't do all the damage, man. It's got to be with more than 3.5 offensive players.
Manny Pena had 2 base hits tonight.
That is a good sign.
For sure it is, and that's your Inside the Box, brought to you by Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports, because there's not much else you really want to go through.
No.
I mean, you really want to read through the pitching lines. They're gross, too.
Base running blunder in there from Keon Broxton and Ed Cedar.
Mm-hmm. Big time. It ends up costing him 2 runs.
Wade Miley, there's another good sign.
For
Wade
sure.
Miley, 6 innings of 1 unearned run baseball on 4 hits. I mean, he battled through his outing.
And Miley, with the Butcher Boys play, gets them an opportunity to score runs.
Yeah.
And like you said, Keon Broxton runs them out of it.
Yeah, tough times for the Crew. 7 straight loss, 7 consecutive losses. They've lost 9 of their last 11. Man. They're a game away from going just 10 games over 500, now sitting at 11 over 55-34. Your reaction in Brewerland just out of the break, Tim and Taos refreshed. What'd you do on your summer vacation?
Yes.
I know.
You asking me?
Yeah.
Went out. I hiked a mountain out in Denver.
Okay, Rami.
I went and saw Sports Authority Field out in Denver. Played some golf.
Out in Denver?
Out in Denver. Flew home out of Denver. It was fun.
Yes, you did.
Was hiking a mountain, does that mean you climbed a curb?
Oh, my God. Oh, it was horrible.
Yep.
It was, I'm telling you, Pipe Bomb, it was the single worst experience of my life.
Yeah.
No, it was horrible. We're going to hear about it.
You're going to hear all of it in the Tim and Taush in the Morning podcast.
Yeah,
it's a good story.
Coming
I'll
out
tell
Monday,
you.
Among other things.
I would have killed myself if I was with me.
Tough times for the Brewers 2018 championship season.
Sorry,
for sure. Let's get to you guys. What's on your mind coming out of the All-Star break? And we'll start things out with Ron. Ron, you're first up here on the Fan. 6-4, Brewers fall.
Well, you'll remember the last game before the break, I called in and I called for the firing of Craig Counsell. And even after listening to you guys describe my life earlier at the beginning of the show, I think that I still want the firing more than ever after watching tonight's game. The pitcher's spot was due up in the bottom of the 7th for the Brewers. Miley's cruising along at about 80 pitches. Is there some sin in letting a pitcher pitch to the 8 and 9 hitters in the other team's lineup when he's pitched that well all night?
Not at all.
I don't know why Kreger decided it was time for the Taylor Williams show. And then it's a tied game. Isn't this whole thing supposed to be, we put these high-leverage relievers in these high-leverage situations?
Well, Taylor Williams is now.
He has graduated
into the high-leverage situation for sure.
He is not.
After Hader and Knebel.
Okay. Wait. There's a difference between being a high-leverage reliever and being used as one.
But his numbers bear it out, man. He's pretty good.
I do not know about that. That's kind of ridiculous. This whole thing is, okay, but Dan Jennings has done more for this team this year than Taylor Williams has, and Dan Jennings doesn't get up till garbage time.
Well, he's been given more opportunities.
The whole point is this, though. You know, Craig should have left the starter in, and if he didn't leave the starter in, that's fine. But you know what? When a guy can be in a game to give up 6 straight guys reaching in a row on him, that's ridiculous too.
All right, Ron, I will.
By the time the third guy gets on, you got to get somebody up.
I will say this, and just follow me on this, guys. We're seeing a tipping point in baseball here.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing the tipping point in baseball and how starters and relievers are being used collectively.
Well, I don't know about a lot of that. But this was one game where the starter should have been given a chance at a seventh inning. And the other point I wanted to make quickly, we're talking about offense and lack of offense, right? Can someone tell me, other than a cute story, why Nate Orff is on this baseball team?
Hey, don't even get me going. Don't,
don't Ron, do it, Ron. Right, don't do it, Ron.
He could hit more than 053.
Ron, thank
you're
you.
Done, Ron. You're done.
You're
Jersey
done.
Jersey Shore fans would
some,
know that one.
Some team somewhere at some time is going to win a World Series by handling the pitching staff the way Craig Counsell is handling his.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I can't tell you when. I'm hoping it's the Brewers this year.
And I get Ron's frustration with the starters, because we've had that conversation too many times to count, Tim. But 83 pitches in a tie ball game, he got through six against one of the most potent offenses in baseball.
He did his job.
Somebody's got to go score some runs. So now I'm going to give it to my position players who take BP every day to go figure this out.
And they're not figuring things out. A nice little flurry at the end there. And again, you're having guys like Christian Yelich and Jesus carry the load here. It's not good enough. Stearns not good enough,
hey,
man.
Hey, Tyler Saladino was on base once with a hit.
A bunt base hit.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So pigs do fly.
Patrick, you're next on the Fan. Tough times in Brewerland.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to fight down here in Chicago, being a Brewer fan, and obviously they took us over last week on the standings. But I've called before, and I agree kind of with Ron, man. I don't like how we manage the bullpen. You can't have a guy, even if Williams is one of our better guys, you can't let him let seven guys on base in a row, and then still let him. He's still on the mound with the bases loaded and one out. He luckily got out of it, but he could have gave up six runs in that inning. It was just
there wasn't even someone. I agree with you. I was yelling to get him out of there. There wasn't even someone warming by the time it was a batter or two too late.
Yeah, even our TV announcers are saying, "Hey, this guy doesn't have the stuff today. He's throwing 94, not 97. He doesn't have the slider." Mm-hmm. I don't know why everybody else in the world can see it besides our manager, and we have everybody fresh from the All-Star break.
You bet.
We have other people that are better. And then, I mean, again, we get back to one run down in the eighth with the home run from Aguilar. And then there's nobody, you know, we throw in Woodruff instead of another Jeffries or Hader to keep the game close. And then we score two more, you know, three more runs in the ninth and still lose by two.
That's one thing I will disagree with Counsell on. He just at times is so hard-headed about this tie game, one down or one up philosophy. You got to give this offense a chance. I completely agree with you, Patrick. Hold it right there. You're one run down. Go to your gun right there. It's okay.
A couple of weeks ago when you were out, it was the Atlanta game, and they don't go to Hader in a one-run game where you have a clear opportunity to use Hader at the top of that Braves lineup. I think it's three out of four guys are left-handed. Left-handed power sticks with Freeman, Markakis, two all-star starters.
Yep.
You don't go to them because you're not winning the game.
Because you're not winning.
Now, I will also, after this break, explain Craig Counsell's decision to have Taylor Williams in the game. Because I feel like somebody needs to try to fight for Craig Counsell.
Yeah.
Because I do kind of feel like I'm getting why he left him in there.
Fire the offense, not the manager.
But I 1,000% agree. Six base hits, so you got to figure out something to get the guy out.
You got to figure it out. Now, you guys on hold, we see you there. Just sit right there. This will be a quick break here, and we'll get back to you. Trouble in River City here in a number of different ways. A very challenging day one of the 2018 second half championship season. And we're refreshed. We're ready to go. We hope you guys are too. It's strong to the finish. Just 63 to play here in the 2018 season. We got some things to sort out here in Brewerland. You're listening to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Tim and Taos here in the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas Studios, Brewers Falls, 6-4.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's drive of the game. Driven by Acura of Brookfield. Check out the all-new redesigned RDX models in Brookfield at 191st and Blue Mound.
All right, a tough time for the Milwaukee Brewers. They're going to get through this thing, though. I'll tell you that. They will. They fall tonight 6-4, the final.
They have to.
Yeah, they will. There's a lot of talent on this team, and the test of time has proven that out thus far.
Craig Counsell got a haircut. Looks nice.
63 games remain here, and they just... They got to get through all of what ails them. And there's a number of things here, and bad luck is being one of them. You heard Pipe Bomb in the update there mention the Cubs using three position players. That's how lucky they are. That's how lucky they are in a short start from Lester.
That they can just throw their
That it was Stella a blowout. Yes, that it was a blowout and they didn't have to burn their bullpen on a short start.
Well, they thought about postponing the game later on in the season because right. Lester went short, but they decided not to.
The drive of the game in this one, brought to you by Acura of Brookfield, is a dude that just continues to come up clutch. Late innings, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, he gets it done. That's a two-run triple in the 9th inning for Christian Yelich, the Brewers' all-star. There's your drive of the game. Let's go to Owen. You're next at 799-1250. What's going on, Owen?
What's going on, Tim? Baby Towels.
So,
on my way home from the Brewer game right now.
How was it in there?
I mean, the fans were great. I was sitting on third base side by a lot of Dodger fans, so that was great. But let me tell you something. I think it's a disgrace by Craig Counsell to put Tyler Saladino as number 5 in his MLB lineup. I don't care that it's his birthday. He does not deserve to bat 5th in an MLB lineup against, what was that? How old is Rich Hill? 60 years old? That's embarrassing.
Well, Owen, let me ask you this. With Thames and Braun still on the DL, I don't know who I'd have went with in the 5-hole.
Well, he should still be batting a little lower. I mean, I don't know. Travis, I mean...
Pena,
you know,
Broxton.
Broxton would have been
Perez.
Better.
How about Perez?
I like Perez.
What about Brett Phillips? What about our little buddy Brett Phillips?
I think they would have all been better than Tyler Saladino.
Okay. Saladino's got the best numbers, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
he
it.
He does.
Thanks,
all right, Owen. He wanted to comment. Sorry, we clipped him.
He is. It
Sorry
is his,
about that,
man.
Owen.
It is his birthday.
Blame me.
It is Tyler Saladino's birthday.
That's true. Gets the participation trophy.
He does. He got to play today. And he got a bunt base hit. I know you were jacked up.
If you're just yes, I was. If you're just looking at the offense though, guys, come on. He's your best alternative right there. He is. By the way, Taylor Williams. Let's just knock that down. Taylor Williams.
Let's bite that in the butt.
Taylor Williams is a good Major League Baseball relief pitcher. A good one. He is. His ERA now sits after this. Performance tonight at what, 3-2?
3-0-4.
Just over three. As a reliever with almost 40 appearances is really good.
And before this start and the one before that, prior to the break, he had gone like 6 or 7 straight appearances throwing shutout ball.
His last two outings, just based on the last two, prior to his last two, he had a 2-4 ERA.
But now I will agree that on the broadcast, they were talking about it, Brian and Bill were both saying the velocity is down for him today.
Yeah, something was up.
If you were able to see that sitting in the second level, in the loge level calling the game, you should have been able to see it from the bullpen or the dugout.
Rough, tough times for the crew, and we're talking about them here on the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show. Let's go to Dan, our buddy in the Twin Cities, who's always tuned in on the radio.com app. Dan, what's going on?
You know, I got to bring it up. I know it's something you guys don't really handle, but I want to give a little Radio Joe here. You guys need to get something better than the radio.com app. The thing is always failing on me. You need to talk to somebody there.
Just in defense of it, it is new to us, too. So we're working the bugs out here with Entercom CBS.
I know. It's just, oh, man. I try listening to you guys all the time, and all of a sudden I'll be sitting there and it just cuts out on me. So, I don't know. I know you guys don't have anything to do with it, but I had to pull a little radio show there when I get the
opportunity. No, that was good, Dan. That was good.
Just for the record to our supervisors, that was you.
Yes, that was not me.
This was all me.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Credit and responsibility.
Because Dan? 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 Look.
Yes?
When you are going to come on these airwaves and talk in that manner, you will be responsible for your actions. I just wanted to let you know that.
And make sure you wait 1 hour after eating before you swim this summer.
I probably shouldn't have used his name. That's not me. So moving forward, I will say our buddy from the midday show.
All right. What do you got in troubled times in Brewer land?
Sorry, I got Bill all excited now. All right, so real quick, just a couple things. I was going to touch base on how irritating the bullpen management is too, but I just can't get over this offense. So I was looking at a few stats. I wanted to throw your guys' way real quick. This is just astonishing to me because when I look at the box score and I see the Dodgers' numbers and just looking at their averages without Manny Machado, I mean, you add him, yeah, obviously it's going to be better, but I don't see anything that really jumps off the paper. And I looked at kind of the team averages. I think it was probably through the All-Star break because obviously tonight's wouldn't have been included. But just looking at it, Brewers were 17th in average, 11th in runs, 14th in OPS, and 18th in OBP. Whereas all the top teams right now who are, obviously your Yankees, Red Sox, Astros, those are a given, but obviously other NL teams that are in the thick of things, like the Dodgers, all top 10. 7th for the Dodgers in OPS, 9th for the Dodgers in OBP. I mean, it really comes down to timely hitting. And I think I get Council's dealt with a lot of injuries, but so have the Washington Nationals, so have the Arizona Diamondbacks. A lot of these teams have also had the same problems that we have, and they seem to be able to get run somehow. And it's timely hitting, and I think it has to do with Council and the way he's setting lineups.
All right, Dan. Thanks for the call. It is. You're right there, and I was waiting for you to talk about the injuries. Yeah. That does play a part in this, but that's not the whole excuse.
Mm-mm. And he's right. Every team is going through injuries. Hell, look at that team 90 miles south. They lost the guy that won an MVP award for like a month. So you're going to have to deal with that throughout the course of 162. But they have stacked up here in the last 2 weeks on this team. Stacked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. 799-1250. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're up next. What's going on, Chris?
How you guys doing?
Been better.
Yeah, I just came back from the game also. And, when you look at the lineup, I mean, it's kind of funny when you look at the 1-4. I mean, pretty stacked. But, again, those four guys can't carry the team. Everything after the four, it's the twilight zone. You don't even know what's going on out there at times. And you look at, when you look at people coming off the bench, I mean, you guys touched upon it. I'm not going to touch upon it again, with the whole Orf and other hitters that really aren't coming through. And look at the injuries. I mean, I think Ryan Braun, this is his last year. I mean, honestly, the guy, kind of ironic that they keep plastering up on the screen, the starting lineup, figure on Sunday, and the guy's never in the lineup. And then when you think about trimming the fat, when you look at free agency and the people who are out there to deal, I mean, I don't know if you guys think that Brian Dozier is going to be the savior to, going to be the solution to our problems. And the guys are having a down year, and yeah, I mean, he's better than having some of the guys we have in the lineup, but I mean, the guy is also strikeout prone.
He is, and I like his teammate Escobar, though.
Yeah, I mean, Escobar, I mean, he's having a really, really bounce-back year. The guy's an on-base machine, He plays a steady defense. I think we really need something like that. And I think, honestly, I think Council needs to let the leash a little bit longer on these starters, because Miley was actually pitching a really solid game. And if he would have kept him in at least for one more inning, we could have won that game.
It's possible, without a doubt. And I'll just throw this out there to you guys. And I think it's going to sound crazy.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. But if this continues with a thin offense after your first 3.5 batters, because I count Shaw needs to bounce back a little bit. He's like half a season so far. I know it's going to sound crazy, but is it? Think about it. During the break, if you want to comment on it, go ahead. But I want Ryan Braun at second base. I do. I want Brawny at second base, Zeus at first, and Thames in right field. I know you're playing with fire with defense right there, but your offense at times is so bad.
Have you watched Brad Miller play second base?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not that much worse.
How can it
be? If you're not going to go with Johnny V every single day, which I don't know what else the guy's got to do. I really don't. I mean, he's totally bounced back.
Thicken out this lineup. Imagine that. Shaw's in the four. We all know who the top three are, right? Mm-hmm. We all know it's Kane, Yelich, Zeus, and Shaw. But think about the next two. Thames and Braun, 5 and 6. You might have to gamble with that.
You stack Manny Pena, who's all the way up to 232 at this point, then on the back end of that, and it looks a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. And then Saladino is your 8 hitter, and not your 5.
Or, forbid, the name, Orlando Arcia comes up and bounces back. Because we'll take a look at his numbers a little bit later, Timmy. Since he's been down, he's decided to start producing and swinging a bat.
This offense is crazy good. I'm sorry. Their record is crazy good. I want to say, and maybe Griff can grab this. I want to say they're like 34-9 when they score 4 or more runs.
Hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Get some runs on the board.
Because the staff has done it all year long.
I'm not saying it's easy.
We need one more starting pitcher. We need a starting pitcher. No, you need some offense.
I know there's other guys trying to throw you out, curveball on the outside corner. I get that. They're big league players trying to get you out.
Sometimes Rich Hill is dotting the corners. We get it.
Yes.
Not every night.
Not every night. You guys got to get some more offense. Stearns, get him some offense, buddy. Come on, man. You're right in this thing.
Eduardo Escobar's numbers are actually really good.
Escobar, I love him. Escobar and Rodney, make that deal.
I've kind of laughed about it earlier on, but since I threw out the break, we had enough time to decompress and kind of look around. Those numbers are actually really good.
Trouble in Brewerland, Milwaukee, and we're talking
only
about
trouble?
It.
Is that what we're going with? Only trouble.
Trouble. There's some trouble.
Okay.
It's not the end of the world. It's not nuclear war.
You know, you're... Your radio girlfriend wrote a song about that.
Who's that?
You know who your radio girlfriend is.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hug her.
Trouble, 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 trouble.
That's right.
Now, I hope that's not the 2018 championship theme song.
That better not be.
Just like same old story, same old song and dance better be. That one also better not be.
Stick around. A lot to get to. Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. Brewers fall 6-4. Tim and Tosh here on The Fan.
Where did things go right? Or, not so much. Where did this game turn? Time for today's Turning Point of the Game. Brought to you by First Centennial Mortgage. Talk to mortgage pro Peter Radjenovich at GoFCM.com. This is the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball Postgame Show. Presented by Milwaukee Admirals Hockey.
36,812 the attendance tonight. Not bad. Not bad. First game back against the Dodgers in a Manny Machado mayhem type night, and media going nuts with not only that, but the Josh Hader situation, and the Brewers, they're not on a good roll right now. That's for sure. Are you kidding me? Moment brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust. Check them out at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. I think the whole nine yards here, the whole starting in Miami, the whole run is, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Just what the hell happened? If someone can put their finger on what the hell happened,
please let us know. We'd love to know.
After you take 3 of 4 at home against the Atlanta Braves and you are flying high, and then what happened right there? I went back and I looked at my notes. I take notes on every single game, guys, every year, every single game. And I couldn't detect anything. There was really nothing eventful that occurred right now. Did they get beat up by some injury bugs? Yes. And then it was roster flurry of moves, right? 26 players involved in 8 days.
In 8 days, yep.
I think that's the are you kidding me frame of reference here. I think it's safe to say that.
Not what happened Tuesday night? That might be the are you kidding me moment.
Definitely.
Yeah, the whole thing is an are you kidding me?
Yes. Let's at 799-1250, let's go to Chris in Mount Pleasant. That's right by Racine right there, right? Isn't it?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Hey, what are we eating, Chris?
Yeah, where are you ordering? Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Hello?
Chris, yes. Could you get me a double quarter pounder with cheese?
Yeah, I'll take a chocolate shake. That sounds good.
I'll take 3 of everything, Chris.
All right. Okay, Chris, we'll put you back on hold. Put him back. Yeah,
he's much nicer than I am.
Yeah.
Chris and Osseo is on the line. Now. He'll actually be on the air.
Chris is on the air.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
There he is.
Hello, Chris.
Well, you said Mount Pleasant. It messed me up.
No, it wasn't you. Don't worry.
This is the third Chris that's been on tonight.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we're stacking them up.
Yep.
We're sitting in a garage in Osseo, Wisconsin, listening to the game on the radio.
Nice.
And I would need you guys to tell me what's going on with Eddie Cedar and the windmill or the stop signs going on because we can't see him. Can we get him in Bernie's outfit up on the slide, maybe?
I asked Eddie Cedar a couple of years ago. I'm like, dude, what are you doing here? Come on, man. He said, hey, when they just fly by me, I just yell, it was only a suggestion. No. I thought it was funny. But.
Chris gave you a pity laugh. Hey, Chris, he's been hanging on the garage too long. Chris, what kind of garage are we talking about?
What's in
there?
That garage of yours?
It's an old barn, and we kind of got it. We call it the Treasure Club, and it's kind of remodeled.
That's
your deal. Going and a bunch of beers and listening to the Brewers on the radio, and it's heartbreaking.
Do you, Chris?
It is.
Chris, do you guys have a couple of speakers in there, or do you guys just use the one boombox to listen to the game on the radio?
We've got the one boombox.
Okay.
That a baby. All right.
That's the classic.
Do you have a refrigerator out there, or is it a cooler?
Oh, we got a refrigerator.
Full size or a mini?
Full size, full of beer.
Nice.
Okay.
No. Is it smoky in there, Chris?
No smoky.
Pipe.
No.
It's a barn.
It's a barn.
You know what a barn fire can do?
I'm a city boy.
Sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
Barn fire, dumpster fire. I got a bad feeling of what's going on, guys.
Well, they've lost seven in a row. It's not a great feeling, is it?
Not at all.
But let me make you feel better, Chris. Okay. Despite losing 9 of their last 11, including 7 straight, with 63 games left, they're 11 games over 500 and just 3 games back of first in the Central.
Yes, sir. We got a tough stretch coming up we got 2 more against the Dodgers, 3 against Washington,
mm-hmm.
4 against San Francisco, 4 against the Dodgers again. How many games are we going to win? Yeah, we're up by Osseo. The other day I went out and bought tickets for the cigar dinner up here, and I haven't heard who's
for Bill
Mike.
Oh yeah, Bill Michaels isn't going to be at that one.
He's honeymooning, ain't he?
Yeah, I think he's going to be. Chris,
are you sending Bart or Gary Ellerson, or who do we get?
You get Wayne Larrivee.
You don't want either of those.
I tell you what, you want to put up a couple of cots in that barn. Tim and Taus will join
you. Yeah, we'll come up there and smoke some stones. You kidding me?
You'll come out of that weekend a new man, Chris.
I got news for you. I own a tavern here in Osseo, and you guys can come down. We'll have beers, and we'll put you up in the barn.
Put him on hold.
Chris, we're putting you on hold. Put him on hold. He said beers in a barn. Griff, get his number.
Tim and Taus tour 2018, headed to Osseo.
Fun!
All right, let's go to Tim and Racine. Tim, you're next on the Fan.
Strap up your chin straps.
Well, I got Festivist here tonight. I got some grievances. What is Council doing? Can I ask that?
Yes, you
can.
Give
up 4 hits and you never have nobody ready in the bullpen. Are you for real? He does this crap all the time. I want to go punch him right in his fat nose.
Well, be careful now.
Well, he does this all the time.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Tim.
Oh, okay, because I'm just saying, what is he doing? Why does he never have anybody else ready in the bullpen?
Well, see,
and we could have won that game. See,
that's why I paused.
That's why,
because
that's why
every
we pause.
Time I talk.
Every time you're about to, Tim goes and starts talking again.
Yes.
Hey, did he say he owned a bar or a barn?
Both.
Both.
Oh, I'd be up for that. But that just put me in the barn, man.
You're not invited. Sorry, Sam.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right,
buddy. Well,
thanks.
I just want to punch Craig Council in his nose. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Now, the only issue is Craig Council, city slicker, right, from Whitefish Bay area.
The mean streets of Whitefish Bay.
I have to tell you, Tim, man, you step up on the block and you come up by Craig Council talking some smack like that, you might get yourself checked into the SmackDown Hotel by number CC. He could put a hurting on Tim.
You've seen him walking to his car out of the clubhouse.
Man, you kidding me?
He's got his backpack on. Come on.
Craig Council's ready to square up.
I think he's tougher than you think, Pipe Bomb.
Yep,
we'll
I
see.
Think he is.
I don't know, man.
I do.
I don't know.
I think Craig Council would throw down on some of these guys.
I got my money on Tim from Racine. taking counsel out.
Okay, well, that depends on how much Everclear you're going to give him before.
799-1250.
Can't let him use performance enhancers.
Should we see what Chris from, if he got his food yet? Chris from Mount Pleasant?
Oh, yeah. I'll go back to Chris.
I want to know what he's eating.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's
hey.
Happening? Were you at a drive-thru when we went to you last time?
I don't know what happened. I wasn't at a drive-thru. I don't know why you guys were talking about cheeseburgers.
All right, what's happening? Trouble and rough times for Brewers fans.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. Yeah, I'm not very happy with Council, but, I mean, like, wow. Taylor Williams comes in, he's getting hit hard. And I agree with putting him in, but once he gets three hard hits in a row, why not get somebody else in there and see if they can help him out? And then Domingo Santana, this is my biggest frustration. They didn't even give him a fair chance this year. We're in need for a number five hitter. The guy had 30 home runs last year and 90 RBIs, and he was splitting time from the beginning of the year. We never even gave him a fair chance.
Chris, that's and a great
one
point.
Thing, one yep. more thing, guys, please.
Yeah.
Saladino, yeah, he's batting 300, but he hasn't even had 100 plate appearances. We need Arcia in there. He's a gold glover. Orf and Saladino do not belong on the Milwaukee Brewers.
All right. It's going to get to critical mass here to the point where you're going to have to make some tough choices. You really are. Thanks. Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it, man. You're going to need dudes like that, though, aren't you?
Saladino off the bench, I'm great with that. If that's where your 25-man is, I'm great with that. You're going to have to gamble a little bit on certain things. The Braun at second base, you know, you probably laughed at that a little bit. You need offense so bad. Griff found the record 41-9. 41-9 when they score four runs or more. Just get to four.
Wow, they're not even getting you burgers.
Not even getting you burgers. Get to four. Stearns, get them to four. Now, the gamble, please, I'm begging
you. Oh, I'm asking.
The gamble would be, some would say irrational move of putting Braun to second base. But then the more reasonable or realistic viewpoint is what Chris just said right there. And that that's not out of line. You and I talked about it. At some point, you're going to bring up Domingo Santana and Orlando Arcia and just roll those guys out there and just let them go and gamble that way also.
In the mentions, Tim, tonight, a lot of people also backing the idea of Craig Council. A lot of people not liking Craig.
Wow,
and his decision.
This is a bash Craig Council night.
It's crazy. I'm not even going to read them. But also some love for Keston Hira, talking about second baseman swinging a stick.
So they want him up this year?
This year to play second base.
Hmm.
Now, we did have that conversation, and Rami brought it up earlier in the year. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if you brought him up this year. We both said, be extremely surprised.
I would be surprised, too. And this, you know, again, we're more impatient as fans than our front office members.
1,000%.
Yes, and that's okay. That's not wrong.
Because our livelihoods aren't on the line. Let's call it that.
Theirs are. However, they need something to continue this trend. And again, it hasn't been a big trend. This hasn't been a big deal, a big long-term deal here. Guys, it hasn't been. Brewers fans, you're listening. I know it's in dire straits, and the sky is falling, the whole deal. You lost 9 of 11, 7 straight. But look at this. You're not going to play at this pace the rest of the year. There will be some good runs here. I know it's tough to understand. Sometimes I get pissed, and I run around here and rant and rave myself.
Sometimes.
Can you get to four, please, on a consistent basis?
Just give me a four.
Yeah, four. More of what you did on your summer vacation coming up in just a little bit. I had a cavalcade of activities over the All-Star break. So,
yeah, I saw you. You were all over the scene.
It was like I was a cruise director just following a schedule. Monday we're doing this. Tuesday we're doing that.
See,
Wednesday.
Now the funniest part is I could see you walking through with a whole group, children. You got the checklist up here on the full board. Looking at starting at 8:30.
You get your golf carts.
We will be playing 9 holes. See now, because you're going to talk stern to one of these kids, because one of these kids steps out of line. You're not doing anything. You're just sending them home.
We're going to hold the beers down to 2 in this 9 holes.
Whoa.
Oh.
I thought we were talking about kids.
Oh, these were children?
I didn't know we were talking.
Whoops. I got to take a break. We'll be back on The Fan.
This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. WSSP Milwaukee. WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa. A radio.com station.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Steel Horse Realtor and Company. Your road home begins at steelhorserealtor.com.
All right. I was excited to get back to work, and it is exciting. You would have hoped a better outcome in tonight's ball game because they did put up four runs in a 6-4 loss. Despite that, the bullpen, a big bump in the road here. Woodruff giving up three, Taylor Williams giving up a couple, and the offense just mustering up their four runs on just six hits. Yelich did have a good night tonight, though. I will say that.
Yeah, three hits, three knocked in.
Dude's been clutch.
Could have knocked in four if Keon Broxton doesn't run him out of that inning, but... Well,
indeed, yeah. Who's hot, who's not are the Milwaukee Brewers as a whole. The 2018 championship season it has them, losers of four, I should say seven in a row. Nine of their last 11, they need to right the ship pretty quick.
Yeah,
All right. Steel Horse Realtor and Company.
Man, I want to ride a Harley this weekend so bad.
Just to blow out the carbon.
Just to ride on 94.
Mike in Appleton.
Take that thing for a cruise. I'd go all the way up to Appleton.
Mike, tough times. You're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up?
Oh, this is beyond tough times. I got like 3 points. So, Woodruff having 40 pitches in a 3-2 ball game, ridiculous. When the full bullpen's ready for you, why Woodruff is 40 pitches deep in a 3-2 ball game? No idea. Second, I agree. VR should be second base full time. No idea why he's not. And when he's second base, bat him second. Kane, VR, Yelich, Jesus, Shaw, Braun, Arcia, or Pena, Arcia. That
could happen.
Lineup.
That could happen.
And then we need to get Santana up here. He's Thames healthy. You got Santana off the bench, Thames off the bench, Saladino, and Perez.
I'd take Domingo Santana struggling over Nate Orff any day of the week.
And twice on Sundays.
To go. Why did Orff get a pinch hit before VR did today?
VR's
that was
hurt.
Ridiculous.
VR's on the DL. So that.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on last Sunday.
He hurt his thumb in a base running.
Oh, yeah.
Bad decision.
I forgot about that. But yeah, Orff needs to go. I'm over Orff. The honeymoon with Orff is over.
Was there one?
Yeah, there was one. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. There was. It was fun. Remember, Jesus and Manny held him up on his shoulders. A
couple of suggestions for a 2018 championship season theme song. I think this is a little unfair, a little premature. Is Tom Petty's "Free Fallin"? I don't know about that.
That is a good song, though.
Not for now.
Do you play that song?
No. No, we don't.
Do you guys play any Tom
Petty? Yeah, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, okay.
And Breakdown.
I wonder why. There is also another one. This one's from Matt. Tech Nine's version of Don't Tweet This. Also, a little mean. Let's not do that.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Brian, you're not going to disappoint me, are you? Because Griff just whispered in my ear here that Brian, our good old buddy Brian, our buddy Brian. You're the guy that goes to Brewer games by yourself. You love this team. You go on the road to see them. And you're not about to say you're joining the Dunn Club.
I got one positive and one negative. My positive is I got a Tops Hater jersey tonight. That was a National League All-Star jersey. Am I a negative? Yep, I am jumping off.
No!
Hey!
Stop!
You can't do
that. Don't do it to us, Brian. Can't take the pain.
Tomorrow night at this time, they could be a game and a half out of first place with 62 to play.
They'd be 3.5. They're going to lose 20 in a row. I'm sorry.
I said it as a joke. I didn't know if they were going to win another game. You really don't think so for another month?
Nope.
Okay.
I hate to say that, but I don't see them winning another game for 20 games.
Were you drinking tonight?
Yeah.
Were you yelling at anybody in the bullpen, Brian?
No.
Good, because we talked about. Oh,
it wasn't
ahead.
Really. When I bought the jersey, I put the hater jersey on. There was like nobody that really booed me. Booed the hater jersey.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's good. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, Brian, we talked to an usher about you. So,
wow.
We got the full report on Brian.
That was Brian just joining the Dunn Club.
Okay. I don't get it. Hey, tough times happen to every baseball
now,
team.
I think this is a joke. Because people are doing this on Twitter, too. I think they're just trying to get you to rant over there. I think that's what it is.
You continue to have Nate Orff on this
guys,
base.
Enough of these guys say they're done with this team, and it's going to make Tim Allen a fiery ball of hate.
You as I said before the break, I don't mean to pick on Orff. I don't.
And it's not just because his name is the sound that a seal makes.
Little Nathan is not the full brunt of the problems here with the offense. He's not. But he ain't helping.
Oh, yeah, no.
At all.
He isn't the match that ignited the fire, but he's just a nice, good old liter bottle of kerosene that you're just throwing right in there.
Yep, and you're having fun with it.
Yeah. Oh, isn't this fun, guys? Yeah. Oh, wait, that was pretty close to my car.
Yeah.
Then you go over to Hyundai West Dallas, Hyundai Greenfield, get a new one.
If you're going to tell me, now again, this may be roster issues and 40-man issues, and I don't, you know, I'm not a GM. I don't get all that. But I do know this. That is the best guy you could have as the 25th
right?
man
yeah,
on your
guy.
Roster. That kid, that guy is the best you can do. In
that guy over there? That for 3 spring trainings, you gave him a 96 jersey?
You didn't want to pick up Brandon Phillips? And give him
no,
a go?
Are you kidding me?
You didn't want us to bring back up Domingo Santana and give him another try?
No, we're good.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Brewer Mike, you're next on the Fan.
Gentlemen, I'm going to quote Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
We need to relax.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Indirect quote, voice but
of,
I like it.
Voice of reason.
We need to relax. Yep. You know, I live every day to the fullest, guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I may not be on this earth much longer. Who knows? I've got some major stuff going on in my life, okay? We're not going to talk about that right now anyway, but we need to relax. But the Brewers need to go out, and whatever Scooter Gennett wants, whatever Cincinnati wants, we need to sign Scooter Gennett. We need to bring him back here. Cincinnati's not going to be able to pay him what he wants. All right, he's going to walk. And if he walks, he's going to end up going to the Yankees next year. All right, is he going to be a rental for us? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe Scooter will want to come back here. You know what I don't get, Tim? And Talos? Why is J.J. Hardy still on the scrap heap?
I don't think J.J. Hardy wants to play baseball anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, because Nate Orff, you know, he's batting, you know, 69 cents right now?
Whatever it is. He's got his one hit.
Right. But
it was fun, wasn't it?
I agree with all your callers. You've got to bring up Domingo. I mean, but I'm going to make a prediction tomorrow, okay? Jesus is signing autographs. I'm plugging a buddy of mine, all right? He's signing autographs. Can I say it? Where? Is that cool or no?
What?
He wants to plug the establishment hosting a Zeus autograph session?
Yes.
Sure.
Waukesha Sports Cards tomorrow, okay? So he's going to be all fired up, okay? He's going to be signing for 2 hours tomorrow.
And when he comes back, he's going to hit Kershaw for not one, not two, but he's going to hit him for three dingers.
There you go. Okay. I like it. Three. I like it.
And you know what the score is going to be, Tim and Tosh? Let's go 12-4.
12-4.
Okay.
12-4.
Got you on tape. Boom. Mark the tape. Mark
the tape. All right,
boys,
I can't wait till Sunday because you know what Sunday is.
Yeah.
Co-ed softball.
Co-ed softball.
Nice. All right.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
Thank you,
it, buddy.
Sir. Thank you, sir. 799-1250. Thank you. Thank you. Tough times. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell up next. I think the move to go to Taylor Williams and turn things over to that bullpen, they've got jobs to do, and that's what he's going to tell you. They've got to do their jobs. That's why Boone Logan was sent out. He was sent out because he couldn't get lefties out.
That's why
that was
J.J.
his job.
Hoover was let go.
Well, he couldn't get anybody out. But they have jobs to do. You can't just have these guys.
It's like a Hoover vacuum just collecting base hits.
No question. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up in just a couple. If you want to join the conversation. I did hear on the song front, I did hear Craig Counsell in his pregame with the press mention the term, this is the ride. The ride goes up and the ride goes down. And
he's not going to make us play it, is he?
He might be shilling for that song. Animal Fiction. It's a song called The Ride.
No, please, no, Craig.
Who knows what he listens to? I don't know. If he listens.
Was it the Black Keys was the one that he went and saw at Summerfest that he told us last year?
He did. I don't know if he listens to this show or another show.
Probably does,
Or checks out social media. We got a lot of activity on social media due to the show, and maybe he's reading this all-out bid for a 2018 championship theme song, and maybe he's pushing.
Yeah, he's leading the parade.
I don't know.
Maybe he's a campaign manager for Animal Fiction.
And maybe he knows someone in the group or whatever, but I'll tell you, if he is shilling for that song, then we can always say that he picked it, not us.
Not us.
So we're good on that.
I just don't want to listen to that song every single
time. Well, the parts of it are good, though.
Dance, dance, dance till you.
No, not that
good.
Part.
That's not good.
No. Who sings the ride, gonna let it ride?
Yeah.
Is that BTO?
Can you do that one more time?
I think so.
Is that a Bachman Turner Overdrive?
I believe so.
I mean, that may be a better ride.
Bachman Turner Override. So
Overdrive.
So stupid question. Three dudes?
I don't know.
Okay, good. So I'm not that inept.
No.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Bachman and Turner, I would imagine they're in the group.
Sounds like a law firm.
Actually, I think it's Foghat.
No.
No, that can't
That's
be
a different one?
That can't be. That can't be a band.
No, I'm pretty sure it's BT. Doesn't BTO do Let It Ride?
I will look now.
Yeah, we're going to check it out because I mean, if there's anybody that can
so excited.
I know that there's in a nanosecond.
Yes, they do.
Turner
BTO,
Overdrive.
Yes, they do.
Okay, see. That's the
that's
one.
That's a good jam.
It is kind of a jam song.
Yeah, it is. That's a good song.
I haven't listened to the lyrics of it to see if it fits, but he did mention in the pregame today, Craig Counsell.
And Craig Counsell and the franchise taking on a commercial-free rock block coming up next here on The Fan.
Counsell and me in the morning, yeah. After you find some way to oust your way out of here.
Once I get fired, you and Craig will be the morning show.
Tough times for the Brewers. They've lost seven straight, 6-4 the final. We're back in Counsell next here on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's get the scoop from the skipper. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 9 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, let's always start with what we do know, and what we do know is that there will be better days for the crew. Does that make you feel better?
I'm not responding because I'm not sure. I'm just kidding. There will be better days. There has to be.
Yeah, big time.
The
sun
will shine.
They'll get through this.
We'll wake up tomorrow.
Seriously, though, they will get through this. It's just a rough little patch here, and they're going to play better baseball and win some baseball games. They will.
They need something to light a fuse under those guys. Remember earlier in the year, after they lose that series to Chicago. And Shaw makes the remarks, you know, we've heard that people say we can't beat good teams. I might have had the timeline wrong. It might have been like a week after that. But they heard that, and it was fuel for them. So what's going to be this catalyst that gets them going? Is it a new player that enters the clubhouse? They've tried taking somebody out that everybody liked. That was Arcia. That didn't help.
I would imagine, hopefully it's going to be come from within in terms of internally a few roster moves. They've got to make their decision on Thames and yep. Braun and Junior Guerra. I mean, people forget about it. He's on the DL. And so there are a flurry of roster moves coming. And maybe that's the spike of energy and get things normalized a little bit, if indeed that's a word. But get things back to normal. Seriously, guys. Hey, that song, Let It Ride, it's a possibility. You got it? Pipe bomb? There you go. Cool song.
You know, I like it. That's a jam right
that
there.
That is a jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old school jam. I mean, it's like just an old rock song.
Yeah, just rocking out.
Yeah.
Back with a six string in my 63 Chevy.
Yeah. All right, let's hear from Council as he talks about Wade Miley and the pitching change and getting this offense back intact here.
Chris, you get what you needed out of Wade tonight?
Yeah, for sure. He did a heck of a job. Pitched really well. It was an outstanding outing. Yeah, I mean, we got a base hit that, had a chance to give us a big inning, and I thought he did a nice job. I mean, the pitching was, he gave us six strong innings, all we could ask for sure.
What was your take on that inning, the base running in that inning, when two guys get thrown out on the bases?
Well, yeah, I mean, the mistake is, we can't – the first mistake Keon makes is, that's one we can't make. We got to just keep our head up and be aware of what's going on ahead of us. And so the out at home, I think you got to send him. You got to take a shot. You can score a run right there with two outs for sure. I mean, that was the right move for sure.
When Keon's hung up there, is Manny's proper play to stay?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, send them even with Jesus on deck. You just assume they might walk him if the first base is open and pitch to Shaw in that situation?
No, I mean, look, it was.
It's a pitcher run, too.
Well, it doesn't matter if it was run. It matters if the play is. It was a close play. They executed it perfectly. I mean, it's absolutely the right play with two outs, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they executed a very good play and they were perfect. Jesus is not perfect. It's a good play.
What did you make of Taylor Williams in the seventh?
Yeah, he struggled tonight. He's been throwing the ball really, really well. I thought the at-bat, really, the big at-bat was to Utley, where he gets ahead of him, and he's got some two-strike pitches, and he tried to elevate a ball, and he didn't get it there. That was, to me, the at-bat that, he's got to, once he gets ahead of him, he's got to, that's the at-bat you got to finish. And then he just put himself obviously in trouble with that, and we made a nice play to get an out there, but the run was going to, they got a couple more hits, so he struggled tonight. Just didn't get the ball, just didn't get his fastball, I thought, where he wanted to tonight. Up, sometimes up, sometimes down, and just didn't get it where he wanted to.
During the last 8 or 9 games, you had given up some runs late, which you weren't doing earlier in the year. Miami, Pittsburgh, with a lot of runs in the late innings, and then again tonight, but it's different guys too.
We've got to score more runs. I mean, the bottom line is we're not scoring enough runs. We're playing often behind, tied kind of at the best through this stretch. So we haven't been able to play with the lead much. So I think early in the games, very rarely have we played with a lead in this stretch. So that's, know, I think scoring runs early is something that's, you know, and just scoring more runs is something that, you know, we have given up runs late. You're right. And it's been different guys. But I think, you know, I mean, there's, we can point to a lot of things right now when you're in a losing streak and like this. And there's a lot of things that can get a little bit better.
You look at your lineup tonight, Craig, and the bottom half's like all guys that were bench guys when the season started. I mean, you got Thames on the DL, Braun on the DL, you know, all kinds of guys on the DL. I mean, is it possible to have much offense when you're missing so many key guys on it?
Certainly it's possible. Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to need offense. Yeah. You know, we are missing some guys, but I also think we got to, you know, if that can't be the excuse to not score runs. You know, we're got to somehow kind of find a way and have good at bats and limit our mistakes. You know, and when you got a little less margin for error, the mistakes get highlighted a little bit. You know, and they did tonight. You know, I thought that inning is bases loaded, nobody out, and it turns into a different inning. So. Those are the kind of mistakes right now that are haunting us.
After you got through the workout, is it expectations so that you have Ryan Braun back tomorrow?
Yeah.
And there he is, Craig Counsell, after the Brewers' seventh consecutive loss.
There we go.
6-4 final. Help is on the way.
There's the good news.
Brawny to be activated tomorrow. A couple of things in that. He echoed what we talked about earlier in the show, and that is you're going to have to score more runs. Mm-hmm. Get some run production. I don't care. Love. I don't care if it comes from Griff.
Right.
I don't care.
Throw him in the batter's box.
Just get some run production. And then, you know, as important, here's what I can't figure out. Someone help me try and figure this out. Dude is good at baseball. And dude plays professional baseball and plays in the big leagues and doesn't have the land legs to be aware of his surroundings when he is running the bases in a big league baseball game. You don't know where the ball is, or if you do, why you're not aware of your surroundings. There's number 12 up there in Green Bay that we all know he doesn't have eyes in the back of his head, but he knows there's a dude behind him.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is running head down, a ball in play, and he doesn't even look over at Eddie Cedar or to look where the ball is, completely unaware of his surroundings.
It's the most.
How is that possible at this level?
Especially when you watch the dude play defense, right? Because you've seen him make all these tremendous plays. You see the instincts. He has baseball instincts.
Apparently not on the base pass.
Apparently not. Apparently not when he puts the helmet on.
Apparently not tonight.
Well,
is that,
we've,
that, I think
we've
that's,
seen this a little
I
bit.
I think
though.
That's fair. At least we would live in the moment and say not tonight.
Start with what we do know. He got thrown out and ran him out of a couple of runs
I
tonight.
Just don't understand how this just those mistakes that really drive you nuts as a fan. I'm sure it drives you nuts as a coach. You know, enough to make your manager mention it tonight.
Yeah, in the post game, he was pissed off enough to bring it up.
Oh,
no
question.
That dude does not like bringing it up if he isn't fully sold on what happened.
Craig Counsell has a reflex, and that is immediately you focus to the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And through this stretch, tough times.
Yep.
He's been very critical in certain situations.
As all coaches nowadays, Tim, I think are starting to move towards, right? Because, I mean, we've seen the evolution in sports on the field, the game strategies. But when you're working with these dudes who are growing up as Instagram stars,
yeah,
there's a different kind of mantra you have to go with, the positive first. People want to call it coddling. People want to call it millennials needing a booster seat, a free ride. You're going to need to start out with praising a dude for what he does right. When he screws up, there's only a few different ways.
Just be direct.
To tell the dog that he screwed up.
No, be direct.
You can only tell the dog that he peed in the house one way. You peed in the house.
You did pee in the house.
Keon, You peed in the house tonight, dude.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
We'll clean. We'll help clean it
up. Yeah, we'll get the 401. That's not the issue.
We got the little
spot
bot.
But you peed on the couch.
Yeah, we got the spot bot. Mary, we'll just go over and clean up your mess.
Pipe bomb, your kids ever pee on the couch?
Yeah. Yes, they have. My kids have peed and pooped everywhere.
In the bathtub?
Oh, you got thousands of times.
Scoop it out with a cup or your hand?
No, with a paper towel, man. It's unreal.
That's what I did.
All right, good.
And then if it's squishy and, oh, God.
How we went from Keon Broxton's base running to that, I'll never know. One of the all-stars, Christian Yelich, had a good game tonight. We're going to go inside the clubhouse here from Yelly next here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by AdamDeputy.com. Ready to get inside a new house? Go to AdamDeputy.com. He gets deals done that others can't or won't.
Brewers fall 6-4, the final. Tough times, that's what I'm calling it, but they'll get out of it, and it could happen tomorrow. That's the cool thing about all this. I know it sounds trite, almost trite, that there's a baseball game tomorrow.
Right.
You can pick yourself back up, but that's the reality.
And with the bullpen management that Craig Counsell's been going, catching a lot of heat tonight.
I think he should have caught more heat on leaving Brandon Woodruff in there.
They will play a game every single day until August 6th. That'll be their next off day.
Yeah.
And they got to run with some big boys.
Another run.
So you want to make sure that you can keep your bullpen, I guess, as fresh as possible. I get we're coming right out of the All-Star break.
Schedule hasn't been friendly to them before and after the break.
This is not a nice stretch you go on. You still have this team right here, the Dodgers.
Hold
six
on.
Six more times.
So we're forward thinking here?
Yeah, with our friends at Forward Financial Partners.
FFPWI.com.
Oh, those guys. They're going to make me a bunch of money, I hope.
So Dodgers, oh yeah, Dodgers, Nationals.
Yep. Also have the Giants out there. We know that place has been a demon's nest.
Dodgers again.
For four of them.
Yeah, but you know what?
You know what the best part is about them, Tim? All four of them are 9-10ers, so that's all good.
9-10, we'll be staying up late. Well, our crew, our guys, they've been steady. Our following, our listeners, and
for sure.
Our Brewer
staying up because everyone wants to watch the game.
Our Brewer Bros. I didn't coin that phrase; somebody else did. So
you've got to be kidding me.
A little forward thinking.
Guy drops a Brewer Bros on us.
You got to get back and get a win. As quickly as you can. I know
ASAP.
It's just you got to score some runs. Get some runs. Hey, try this. Try playing with a 4-0 lead. Let's see what happens. Craig Counsell alluded to that as well. One of the Brewers All-Stars had a good night tonight. His team didn't. He did. It's Christian Yelich after the game.
I feel like that's kind of just how it's been going for us this last week or so. You know, we've had some self-inflicted wounds. We've had some stuff that hasn't gone our way too, but you just got to keep grinding, you know, hope it turns for you.
Obviously it looked like you felt pretty good tonight after basically no All-Star break. Can that be a good thing sometimes, that you just keep swinging through it?
I tried to take some time off. I didn't swing a whole lot over the All-Star break, just to try and give your body a little rest, but so it's nice when you can kind of just keep in the flow of baseball instead of taking 4 days off. It's sometimes, it's different every year, I guess you could say. Sometimes you feel better when you come back. Sometimes you feel off after those 4 days, just kind of case dependent. But, some balls found some holes tonight.
Christian, how much is it affecting you guys just when you guys, over this streak, you've been often trailing early in games, you find yourself, games or having to come back late in games, just the pressure that puts on offense?
I think it's been just a little bit of everything. I think we've, we've scored runs and lost. We haven't scored runs and lost. We've had leads and lost. It's just been tough for us. But, you're going to go through these stretches. Like we were saying in Pittsburgh, obviously we didn't get off to the start we wanted in the second half, but you just got to keep grinding, keep plugging away, and it'll turn for us eventually.
Yeah, two solid doubles off the hill, but you have 9 Ks overall. They look, makes it tough.
You know, his fastball has deception. It plays harder than it says on the scoreboard. And obviously he's got a really good curveball that he knows how to manipulate. You know, he changes speed. The depth of it's different. A lot of times he can change arm angles on you. So he did a good job of pitching. He mixed it up, kept guys off balance. And, you know, I guess you could see that in his performance tonight.
Was today a draining day?
No, I wouldn't say it. It's obviously a different day, a unique day, but I wouldn't say draining. I think once the game started, everybody kind of got back to just playing baseball and focusing on what we needed to do. I don't think any of the other stuff really had any impact, and you know, we'll regroup and hopefully get them tomorrow.
All right, there he is, Christian Yelich, after the Brewers' 6-4 loss. And we'll end on this note. A communique just came in about one of our buddies listening, a welder.
Mm-hmm. Wants to get into radio.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me a lot of advice. What do you got somebody else trying to enter the radio business?
Well, I would say that, it's fun.
That's and, for sure. A lot of fun.
It is fun. So,
he's saying is, do anything else.
No, we'll get more into it.
Go be a CPA. How do we do that?
Yeah, you make money. And you work with numbers. Griff,
I'm so bad.
The real question would be, how many times has your mother contacted you today?
Just once.
One time.
Yeah.
Okay. Normally it's about three or four. Right.
Taking your advice, Tim.
I set the over under at 2.5 pretty much every day.
Okay, wow. So we got the under tonight.
There was money to be made on the under today.
Crew goes back at it tomorrow. They can pick themselves up in less than 24 hours. It'd be a big win. And Chase Anderson has been known to haul off and throw a beauty. And that's what we're looking for tomorrow. Tough task against these Dodgers.
And that guy, Kershaw.
Yeah, and it will be a tough task. I think the Brewers come up big tomorrow. Need something big. Get out to a lead and just hold it from right there. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. That gets you ready at 5, correct?
Yes, sir.
5 o'clock.
All right, and after the last pitch, we'll meet you right back here. Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are #MillHockey. We'll meet you right here in the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas Studios. Despite the loss, It's always a lot of fun talking to Brewers fans. It really is, guys.
We've been waiting, man. Chomping at the bit these last four days.
I'm ready to go. We should just go all night. I think some of our bosses may have an issue with that.
And the fishing guys wouldn't like it in the morning when we got here. When they got here and we were still on the air.
That's
they got
true.
Their own style. I've been in there before with those dudes. They would feel intruded.
Thanks to our crew at Miller Park for Griff, the Polish Pipe Bomb, Baby Tops, Bill Schmidt. My name is Tim Allen. Have a great night despite the outcome. Try to smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.